Welcome to the Jimmy and Nate podcast. We hope this wasn't a mistake. If it was, please stay. And remember, you can listen to the podcast whilst you're
waiting for a birthday present you ordered to be ready to be picked up.
Very specific.
Because Grace and I, we would have got through the entire podcast waiting for your birthday present, which we didn't address how long we actually waited for. We do address what we got you and what happened and why we had to wait, but we waited about half an hour for the redo of your A2 birthday present canvas of us.
So you just stand there?
Yeah, just the two of us, just having a chat. Just catching up.
What were you chatting about?
Oh, heaps of things, mate. Just banting.
Work.
Grace went and bought a folder.
We did some, there were some little quiz cards.
Yeah. 20 questions.
20 questions, except they were all answers, not really questions. But the answer was tofu.
The answer was tofu, and we played that for a little bit, and then I wanted to open it and do more, and Grace said, don't open it.
I hate it when people open things in shops, be like, oh, just have a look at it. I'm like, no, you have to buy it to open it.
So she didn't let me do that. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
nice. You can imagine.
Yeah.
You can imagine.
Grace is just a fun time.
I am a fun time.
You have to purchase that before you open it.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to play one of the other questions. One of the other parts of the game.
You should have bought it just for that waiting time.
Yeah, well, they said it was going to be 5 minutes. Turned out being about half an hour.
Yeah, because it wasn't ready. They were reprinting it because someone stole it.
Someone stole it.
Me prezzy.
Yes. Somebody in Hobart or wider Tasmania. Who knows? They could have left the state with their contraband.
Depending when you're listening to this, the photo of the canvas is on our Instagram at Jimmy and Nate.
Yeah, you can go check it out.
But if you're listening to this a couple of days after when we did it, because today's the 15th of October.
December.
January.
Let's keep going, guys.
30 days have September, April, June, and November. All the rest have 31,
excluding February, which has 28 days and 29
each year and
in 20 a leap year.
Each leap year.
Yeah, nailed it, guys. Good work. And one of the greats.
1 9 is 9, 2 9s are 18, 3 9s are 27, 4 9s are 36, 5 9s are...
You're singing the sixth one. Okay. 1 6 is 6, 2 6s are 7. What?
Oh, jeez, I wish I was there if you guys were waiting for a canvas to pick up, eh? Bit of fun.
Just times table.
Let's do some singing.
We're just musical people. You know what I mean?
You both are.
Now's the time we've come.
Mm. Who said to me yesterday you struck me as a musical person? Friend of the show, Jessie Winter. We were talking about Rocky Horror. And she goes, Nath, you'd be a bit of a musical person. And I said, you know what I said to her? I said I was in a few musicals.
Oh, no.
You know which one that she asked about?
She didn't ask about it. No one knows about the musical.
Absolutely brought it up. Not again.
All the things you can think. All the things you can think if you're willing to try.
He had a go at us.
Think invisible ink or a gink with
but
a sting.
Or
a stare to the sky.
Musical musical number.
If you wake up
and find
anything
you're
going to find, everything will get loose.
Was it the month, day?
Everyone, all the things you can think when you think about Seuss. Got it.
I hate that it
Come on, Chief, give me one. Seuss. Come on.
1 9 is 9.
Seuss.
2 9s are 18. 3 9s are 27.
Seuss.
Grace, I don't know how to hit the buttons. Can you go turn that off?
The Hit Breakfast Show with Jimmy and Nate.
Oh, that's right, Hobart. Pour yourself a bev, click your heels together, have a little twirl, celebrate, guys. It's the end of the week, Jim. It's Friday. Oh, yeah, well, you have cracked one over nice and early.
A bit early. Sorry, guys.
Never too early, mate. Never too early.
Juicy Grace in the studio. Do you want one? You want me to crack you a froth?
A froth of what?
A froth of what?
I would like your finest sparkling champagne.
It depends what's in it, because I don't like beer, but I'd have maybe a cider or a...
I thought you didn't mind beer.
No, God. Beer tastes like bread that someone's weed on.
Have you tasted bread that
no,
someone's...
Okay, no, this is a big pet peeve of mine when I
pop
go...
peeing on bread.
No.
I hate when
you
I get...
stop doing it, mate.
I get home and Diana's peed over the bread again.
Not
Diana!
Not the crips, Diana!
When anything but the crips.
When I say something tastes like something, oh, it tastes like feet or it tastes like blah, 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 and people go, oh, have you eaten that? It's like, no, but... Taste is 70% smell. I've smelt that, therefore I know what it tastes like.
So you've smelt someone... bread with pee on?
No, but I smell bread.
That's not what you said.
I smell bread.
No, not what you said. You said, I smelled that, and I know it smells bad.
I hear where you're coming from.
And I disagree. Why? Because.
Yes.
Because I don't like what you're saying.
No, there is logic to my reasoning, and I stand by that.
I just can't find the logic at the moment.
No, I know the logic.
You know the logic,
yes.
Too.
Anyway,
I won't
pour you a beer. And guys, I was joking. I'm drinking water out of a bottle.
Yeah. This whole thing was supposed to be a stitch-up. We weren't getting into the smell of wee on bread, but much like everything on the Jimmy Nay Show, we never know what we're going to get into. It's why we love it.
Well,
it's why we love it.
Don't know!
That was me trying to end it on a positive note.
Okay, no, you're right. I'm sorry. All right.
Up next, Jim, weather.
Yeah, look, up next weather, just really quickly, though, if I can, don't hold me to it. I read what I see on the internet. It's not Jimmy coming up with the weather, because I'm sick of doing weather on the show. Trying to help. You know what I mean? A lot of events on this weekend, the WBBL, the Stay Chatty Ball. But don't go, Jimmy, you got it wrong. I didn't get it wrong.
No, you're just reporting, mate.
I'm reading off the web.
You're reporting.
Website. I use Apple.
Yep.
Apple. I use BOM. And I also have just started using Willy Weather.
Oh, Willy Weather's a new one. Apparently a lot of farmers use it.
So yeah. I've got three weather sources. So you can send your complaints to...
Well, you know how they do Willy Weather. We discussed it in the meeting.
If your willy's wet, it's raining.
Yep.
If your willy's gone, it's windy.
Yep.
If your willy's small, it's cold.
Mm-hmm. If it's hot, like burning, we need a tablet.
Producer Grace.
You're not loving this, are you? That's how you... Oh, here we go.
No, will you turn my mic on? I thought you wanted me
play
to
play the song.
It's here. Good morning.
Nath, as I just mentioned, are going to do a bit of a weather update. A lot of events and a lot of things are happening this weekend. You and I are part of the WBBL. We're also emceeing the Stay Chatty Ball tomorrow night, which we're very excited about. But, mate, it looks like we've got some wild weather.
Wild Hobart, mate, there's always some wild weather.
Now, look, don't hold me to it, but over the next couple of days, they're saying could be 40 to 50 mil.
That's so much. That's a lot of mil.
And look, as I mentioned, I'm on BOM. I'm on Willy Weather, which the farmers use. It's willyweather.com.au.
Yeah, check it out.
Check out the Willy. And Apple Music as well. Apple Music.
Apple Music. Sounds done a song.
Troy Sivan, the BOM song. House.
Yeah.
Wild Weather.
Put it together. This is number one.
I want to hear it, yeah. Australia and New Zealand coming together.
Imagine if that's how BOM released the weather updates. They wanted to change things up. Things are a bit annoying, so they just started writing songs.
Yeah, look, Willy, BOM, and Apple Weather all say 100% chance of this happening over the next couple of days. So.
All three of them can't be wrong, surely.
Well, I mean, we could chat about it Monday, just see where things are at.
Yeah, whether they were right or not. Very good. So is the rain the main feature that they're looking at? Are we looking at thunderstorms or anything? Or?
I mean, today they're saying chance of thunderstorm in the afternoon, early evening, winds around 20 to 30 Ks, which are not, that great compared to the winds that we can get here in Hobes. And then Saturday, much of the same. It says very high, near 100% chance of showers. Winds 30 to 40 Ks on Saturday. But again, around 25 mil. So 50 mil in a couple of days.
I just hope if it's going to rain, I want it to go properly. You know what I mean? I want full thunderstorm. I want lightning. I want everything. You love doing sound effects, don't you?
Yeah, well, I'll be honest with you, I get upset because you got all the bells and whistles.
So you're doing with your mouth.
I've only got my mouth.
Yeah, you
do. That's all I have. That's all I have.
It is.
People ask me, what do I do on the show? You know, you're pushing buttons and producer Grace is answering phones, organising things. What am I doing? What am I doing?
You're doing this. Oh, no, now I can do it too.
Macaulay Culkin has responded to the questions about whether he will be appearing in the Disney Plus remake of Home Alone, Home Sweet Home Alone. Now, earlier in the week, we saw the first look at the trailer.
My mum and dad have gone to Tokyo. I'm totally on my own.
You do realise that my 10-year-old son is at home by himself. You just assumed Max was on the other flight.
We didn't take a census.
Ooh. Just some census gags in there.
Yeah, is that a census? I didn't realise that the first time, the census gag at the end.
They're like, Bureau of Statistics, get involved.
We didn't do a postal vote.
Oh, no, sad.
Oh.
So Macaulay wrote on Twitter, he said, "Hey, y'all, just a heads up, since I've been getting this question a lot today, I am not in the new Home Alone reboot.
Oh, dear. Did he say that?
Yes.
And he's tweeting drunk.
He corrected himself a few times.
He said, "I wish all involved the best of luck, though." And when someone says, "I wish everyone involved the best of luck," you know,
you do not mean them. No.
Absolutely not.
Oh, it means he was not asked.
Bit sassy.
I don't know. Look, we're reading a little bit into this, but yeah, when someone says, "We wish them the best of luck," like with an ex or a coworker or, you know, a reboot of a show.
We wish them all the best in their future endeavors.
Future endeavors, whatever they do in the future, I'm sure they'll do a great job at it.
I don't care about it, but good on you.
Met with a bit of disdain there from Macaulay. I'm devastated he didn't get the McCall up.
Oh, wow. What was that?
No, just let her laugh for a bit.
No.
This never happened.
I hate that caught me really off guard.
That's why I didn't want to talk over it, because this never happens.
And it was like a full proper laugh. Like she's still going.
Yeah, sorry.
The McCall up.
The McCall up got ya. This is the most you've ever laughed at anything we've ever done on this show.
I've never seen her laugh so hard before.
I've laughed hard off the show.
McCall up. McCorkin.
McCall up got ya. Really?
McCall up got ya.
I didn't even make a noise.
Wow.
I mean, I got it, but I was like,
yeah, you gave me like a nod of approval.
I think you've just done so much more funnier things.
Nod of approval. Well, sometimes she's off guard.
I went too hard too fast, and I don't really to commit to it. I thought Jimmy would laugh too.
Bring me into this,
but
mate.
What about my joke?
Wow.
That's as good as it gets
That's top
hit
line.
The thing.
Absolutely. Yeah. Let's get out of here, right? Jimmy and Nate. The Hit Breakfast Show. With Jimmy and Nate. Oh, that's the way we do it on a Friday. Hobart, sit back, kick off your shoes, and you better believe it. Look, Jim, you and I, we're top of the world, you know what I mean? End of the week, happy Friday, we've made it.
It's been a cracking first hour of the show.
Yeah.
Kick things off with Wee Bread Chat.
Oh, love some Wee Bread Chat.
I mean, Grace laughed at the funniest joke that she's ever heard on the show.
She's obviously ever heard.
Not getting the McCall up.
Yeah, talking about Macaulay Culkin reprising his role in Home Alone.
Abby Chatfield on the show again. It's very popular. We put up a link on our Instagram. We sent a lot of messages. People love Abby. But then, you know, we were on top of the world.
Yeah.
And producer Grace ran down. She went to Artesian, which is, that's how you say it, isn't it?
Artesian?
It's near the hospital,
it's
near
green.
Our work
it's
here.
Nice.
Yeah, beautiful little cafe.
Beautiful little cafe.
Yeah.
People there always very happy to
great
see
people.
You. So Grace goes, "I'm going to go get the team coffees," which is lovely.
Could the morning get any better? We are at the very pinnacle, the tippy top at the moment.
In the rain?
Yes.
Anyway, so she goes and gets that, and I've got my coffee here, and it's warm, it's delicious. Oh, Nath, how's yours?
As we all know, Jim, when you're at the top, when you're at the tippy top of how you're feeling in the day, there's only one way you can go next. Grace, which direction is that?
Straight down.
Straight down and all over the ground.
Yeah, and into the glass window too.
What happened,
because
Grace?
As I was walking back up with the coffees, I got them on a little tray. Obviously, it's raining outside. It's a little bit wet, a little bit slippery. I was feeling good. I was strutting up to the office with my coffees in tow and slipped, throwing the coffees onto the ground. Not all the coffees, though. Two of them were salvageable.
I'm glad yours was salvageable.
Mine was salvageable. Jimmy's was salvageable. Nate's, unfortunately, went all over the ground and the window.
The thing...
R.I.P. or R.I.C.
Resting coffee.
Resting coffee.
The thing I don't really get, we haven't seen... I mean, we saw the crime scene that was down there.
Oh, did we ever? We tried to leave it.
but the thing that confuses me is my coffee... is unspilled, untouched.
Oh,
Grace's
so
coffee,
fine.
Unspilled, untouched. They were all in the same, you know, little wooden carry trays.
So I didn't actually drop the carry tray.
You threw Nate at the wall.
No.
What have I done?
Nate's jumped out of the coffee tray.
Oh, here we go.
It did. And
I tell you,
record,
put a little frog underneath my coffee, did they?
For the record, I did offer you mine. You didn't want my soy milk.
Well, because you just answered the question why. Soy
I
milk.
Know, but I just want to say I did offer you mine.
Soy milk tastes like someone weed on milk.
No.
Wee bread is better than soy milk.
I can't fathom how my coffee is unspilled, untouched. Grace's coffee unspilled, untouched. Mm. All in the same little carry tray. How did yours jump out, Nate?
Well,
because they're, you know, the old jumping coffees.
The question that we have to ask Is Grace?
Yes.
Why do you hate Nave?
I don't hate Nave.
What have I done?
I didn't know it was Nate's coffee until we cleaned it up and I went, oh, it's
I Nate's gave you
coffee.
The funniest joke you've ever heard on this show only minutes ago.
The call up. You lost it.
To celebrate, you were like, Nate, that joke was so good. I'm going to go get some coffees for you. And then you take mine out and you peg it at the ground out the front of a doctor's operating surgery here on Melville Street.
That's not what happened.
It's a medical practice.
I did. That is a lie because you two were like, just leave it. And I was like, I can't leave a pool of coffee on the ground out the front of a hospital.
You left a sign down there saying, not my problem.
That's not true.
You wrote it in coffee.
Thanks, though. My day's great still.
No, I'm glad that you guys still have an awesome day.
I will get you another coffee later.
Just make sure there's no jumping frog underneath this one.
Grace is one of the nicest people you'll ever meet. Like, really, really nice. Like,
I'm currently reassessing.
Well, okay, there is something I do want to ask, though. She is so nice, right? Mm. You are, and it's annoying. Like,
yeah,
you're
thank you.
Too nice. Like, you can't lie, you know, whatever. There was time for you to go get another coffee. The reason you didn't is because you're embarrassed to go back and be like, yeah, you would have had to admit to spilling it.
Spilling it, yes. Yeah. And I mean, I had to do stuff for the show, too.
Tell you what, as well, I was first on site, to the help.
First responder.
The help party, SES. And I was cleaning up what I thought was Grace's coffee.
Which was lovely of
you. And it wasn't until halfway through the attempted cleanup and rescue mission did I realise, no, Nath, you're mopping up your own blood here. My coffee.
It's like in those movies where you look down and you're like, oh, I'm shocked.
It was me bleeding the whole time. And
Bruce Willis.
Yes.
I've been dead the whole time.
That was me. I was the ghost. Mopping up my own death.
Yeah.
Wow.
How good's that in the background?
We've never gotten to this point in the song before.
Yeah, I know. It's because
is this a recorder solo?
Something this sad has never happened.
Is it a clarinet? Bagpipes? No, I don't even know.
Extended Titanic.
1060 if you
know. No, don't.
1060 if you want to get Nathan coffee.
Bring me a coffee. Jim, of course, the festival celebrating Jimmy's birthday continues. Yesterday, myself and producer Grace, we gave you your delayed birthday present, which you still have here in the studio. Obviously forgot to take it home.
Yeah, you're so excited about taking it home, hanging it up. You went, I'll do that later.
Yeah, forgot to take it home.
I'll be honest with you guys, I was going to take it home yesterday and then the show plan came out, which is... Producer Grace puts together a little plan of what we're talking about. And I saw that and went, well, if we're talking about it, maybe I should also upload it on the social.
Oh, that's a nice idea.
I knew there was a reason. See, he does like it.
Yes, he does love it.
I was like, well, if we're talking about it. So I will. We'll take a photo at Jimmy Nath. I'll upload it shortly. Also, when I'm talking about uploading stuff, you did get a video of Grace's mess of coffees earlier, didn't
I did
you?
Get a video of that, so you'll see that later on as well.
We'll also upload that as well.
And we're also going to trawl all the security cameras in this building to try and find the moment she's stacked. That's a harder thing to do, but we will figure. There is always a way. We'll figure out a way.
And get something.
Jim, would you like to describe the present that we did get you?
Yeah. So on our many trips that we've had this year around our beautiful state of Tasmania, there was a beautiful photo of the three of us when we were on King Island.
Yeah.
We were right on the sort of on the edge of the island and the ocean was lapping up against some rocks.
The coastline beach. Yeah.
And there's a beautiful photo of the three of us. It's a selfie.
Yeah.
But it's just a lovely photo of the three of us.
It's nice. We look like a nice little family.
Yeah. It's an A2 printed canvas. Now, I'm not going to mention where we got it from, Producer Grace, but we did order it.
Very impressed by it. It came out professional. Looks very good.
Well, I mean, iPhone cameras now. God, they're so good. But Producer Grace and I, Jim, we ordered this before your birthday and we were told that it was going to be, I'm not going to say where we got it from, but we were told it was going to be ready the day of your birthday, 48 hours to print it. So we're like, great, this is perfect, awesome timing. Anyway, I didn't end up getting the call on your birthday, so we went the day after your birthday, which was Wednesday. And me and Producer Grace went down there to collect this canvas print and they had told...
Just quickly, I just want to say that originally... I thought you'd just forgotten.
No.
Or late.
No.
But then once you said Producer Grace is involved, I went, oh, hang on. No, she's the most organised person I know. So.
Yeah. Don't you?
No, when it comes to birthday stuff, you love doing
things for
people.
I love celebrating people's
birthdays. Very organised. Yeah. Very organised. And we were going back and forth on text message, on phone call. We wanted to get you an escape room. That obviously didn't work out.
Yeah, we realised that was a gift for me and Nath and not a gift for Jimmy.
We should do an escape room.
We should totally do an escape room.
You should guys do that and then go to Rocky Horror.
So good. Anyway, we went to this place to collect the canvas and we were told, did you already pick it up? And I was like, did we already pick it up? No, I haven't already picked it up. I was told to come and get it. And the person went out the back and was looking for it and goes, it has been printed. It was here, but somebody else has picked it up.
They were like, we were told you said somebody else was coming to pick it up and, you know, we gave it to them.
Yeah, which I never did, and Grace contested this. I never told anybody else that I was sending somebody else to pick up this A2 canvas printout of Jimmy Nathan, producer Grace. Nonetheless, somebody has gone and picked up Jimmy's A2 canvas, so we had to get it reprinted, which means that the one that you have that sits before you in the studio is the second one that was made here in Hobart, and there is somebody out there that has a printed A2 canvas of Jimmy Nathan, producer Grace, on the coastline at King Island.
This is a little weird.
Yeah.
Because you gave me this yesterday and you were both like looking at each other giggling. And now, look, I need to ask you something, both of you, and I need you to be honest with me. Because sometimes, occasionally on the show, we put a little mayo on stuff. Mm. You know what I mean? We ham it up for the audience because we're entertainers. That's our job. Is this one of those occasions where you're being completely honest with me?
There is zero mayo.
No mayo.
There is. I wish there was mayo on this because now I'm a little
creeped
out.
Butter and chicken on a sandwich.
Yeah. Yep.
There is no mayo.
There is zero mayo. And it has led to us doing this.
It's a...
I didn't realise it would be this long.
Long shot.
Now, Jim, producer Grace and I, we do realise that this is a long shot, but we want to ask the question because we do have the platform and the ability to do so. 13 10 60, do you have Jimmy's canvas? Do you have the A2 canvas printed of Jimmy Nathan, producer Grace on King Island? Because somebody in Hobart has taken it, it has not been returned, and somebody out there has it.
There'll be no judgment, no questions asked, maybe a few questions.
All in good spirit. Spirit.
Look, we're not mad. We're not mad.
I've got questions.
Yes. Mm.
I also want to say, I'm not going to ask for it back.
Yes.
I'm not going to ask for it back. You can have it.
Yeah, because we've got this one.
It's fine, because we do have one. Jimmy has his canvas.
I will say, fine. I'm not surprised as I turn around and look at it. Because it is a very tasteful nude of the three of us.
It is a beautiful nude,
and
isn't
I'm not
it?
Surprised that someone would take that.
I know, it is
especially
nice.
Especially of Grace. So a lot of people have a crush on you.
It is a tasteful nude, I know.
You can't see Nathan O's bottoms. Mm.
Because we're facing front.
Yeah.
That's,
it's not a nude photo. Just
the first
for the
one, the one that was taken was. That's... Okay, here's what we need. 13 10 60, give us a call right now.
Why would you take a photo of us?
Do you have the canvas? Or do you know anything?
Have you been to someone's house recently and you walked in and gone, all these an interesting
you
canvas
not,
of Jimmy Nathan, producer Grace?
You are not
Grace?
Going to get in trouble. Do you know somebody who might have taken it? Jim, we've asked a bit of a long shot.
It's a...
I didn't realise it would be this long.
Long shot.
Yeah, Grace, you and I, we assume that nobody would call for this. The question being 13 10 60.
You don't confess to... thievery.
No, you don't.
No, not often.
Not often.
Especially one of this nature. 13 10 60. Did you take Jimmy's canvas? We printed an A2 canvas of the three of us for Jimmy's birthday whilst we were at King Island. It's a beautiful photo of the three of us. We will put it up on our Instagram later on, at Jimmy Nath. Make sure you keep an eye on that. But when we went to pick it up from the place we got it printed from, we were told that somebody else took it. Mm. And they thought we'd sent somebody down for it. No. And so they had to reprint it for us. But there is somebody out there in Hobart or wider Tasmania, who knows where they came from, who has a printed canvas picture A2 of Jimmy Nath, producer Grace, nude at King Island.
It's not nude.
Can I ask another phoner?
You can ask whatever you want, mate.
Because, look, I didn't think anyone's going to confess to stealing it.
No, I just thought there might have been some little honest Ari out there.
Get a little bit of a lead. Again, if you went to someone's house and there's just us three hanging out, but what have you got to print of Jimmy Nathan Grace? Hobart, no one's called, because, again, no one's confessed to the crime. Mm. But I would love 13 10 60, someone to call the show. We won't judge you. If it was somewhere and you had stumbled across a canvas print of this show, of the three of us, would you take it?
Mm.
If you would,
so just a yes or no?
Yes or no. 13 10 60, give us a call if you, I don't know, like you walked past a dumpster or something and someone had put it there or you were given the opportunity.
Mm.
Would you? I'm happy for you to say no. Like you'd see and go.
You can call up and say no.
No. I'd just love to get the pulse of Hobart to understand if you had the opportunity to take.
Would somebody actually take it?
Yeah, would you take it and would you hang it up in your home?
Yeah.
Would you hang the three of us
no,
up?
No, I love that.
Look, is there anyone out there that would go, yeah, no, I would.
Well, 13 10 60, jump on the phones. If you did come across a Jimmy Nathan, producer Grace canvas, would you keep it?
And please call and say no. We're not going to be offended. Because I think, or maybe I'm wrong, I think most people would go, why would I hang the three of them in my house?
That's true. Yeah.
I'm just confused. Which then leads me to why did someone then steal our print?
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, Because that's what I'm confused about. Like, what are they doing to it?
Or unless they took it by accident, and you know what I mean? Unwrapped it when they got
too
home.
Embarrassed
too embarrassed to bring it back.
Because we did get it wrapped.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it was unwrapped when they took it.
When we got it, it's wrapped in bubble wrap.
Oh.
So you can't actually see.
You can kind of make it out, but it's blurry.
Yeah, it's blurry. So it could be anyone. You know what I mean? If someone had a similar photo.
Yeah, they've gone home, unwrapped it. It's Jimmy and Nath.
Yeah. All right, we've got, Robert's given us a call from Gagebrook. G'day, Rob. How are you?
Yeah, good, mate. How are you?
Going all right. Rob, just a quick question off the bat. Do you have the canvas?
No, I wish I did, buddy.
Okay. So if you were, let's just say you were walking along, there's a canvas print, a nude photo of Jimmy Nathan
Grace.
It's
not nude.
would you take it home, Rob?
Hell yeah, I would. No, put it on Facey.
You'd sell it.
You'd resell, Rob.
Yeah. Straight on Tassie Buy and Sell, mate.
How much you reckon it would go for, Rob?
I'd have to get 35, surely.
Come on, 40 at least, Rob.
No, we're onto something here.
I don't know.
What if we sign it?
That'd be worth 50 then. Yeah.
What if it was actually a nude, Rob?
Probably better not put that one off Facebook.
An everyday person who answered the call and stood above the rest by saying something outrageous on the radio. It's Jimmy and Nate's Caller of the Week!
I love your cow eyes. No one else can see it except me. But he does really nice cow eyes. I love
them. That's how cows are. They don't look at you straight in the eye.
Yeah, they can't look at you in the eye.
No, because one's there, one's there.
Yeah, they're all over the place, mate.
So you just
looking around.
Just let your eyes go soft. See, it helps your cow
eyes. It does. You do great cow eyes.
I helped people whistle yesterday, remember that?
Yeah, you did.
Got a message last night and someone said they could never whistle until I said you got to get a tight hole. A lot of people have the soft lips.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, here's our cows.
Jimmy and Nate started the week with a remarkable Alpha Bucks player. Remarkable as in they've never experienced an Alpha Bucks quite like it.
Playing from Claremont. G'day, Ben. How are you?
Good, thanks, guys.
Ben, $1 million, obviously quite a bit of money. What do you reckon you'd buy?
First, mate, we'd pay off the mortgage and we'd probably get a life-size statue of The Rock. Me and the daughters are a bit of a fan, bit of a crush on him.
A life-size statue of Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Yeah, mate, yep. So you'd go in the front yard, I reckon.
All right, Ben, let's see what we can do. This morning, your letter is O. Are you ready?
Yep, let's give it a go.
All right, Ben, your first question, beginning with O. Name a Hollywood movie.
Pass.
Something you can cook with.
Pass.
Something you wear.
Something you wear with O. We've stuffed it today.
No, you haven't, mate. Sesame Street character.
Mate, I've gone blank.
It's fine. Ben, you're still going to get $50. You know what? Don't even worry about it, Ben.
Yeah.
Stupid game anyway.
Yeah, stupid.
Massive round of applause.
Yeah.
First time ever.
Yeah. You've set a record. The letter was O, and the amount of answers you got was also zero.
Yeah.
So to celebrate, I'm going to give you $50. How's that sound?
Sounds pretty good.
Honestly, mate, you've made my day. I'll never forget you. Ben from Claremont.
One of the greatest players who ever played the game. I want you to know that. All right, Ben.
Thanks, guys. Good confidence boost.
That's all right, mate.
And Benny, if you ever see us out, I'm happy to share your beer. How's that sound?
Oh, perfect. Sounds great.
No, we gave him $50. He can share us a beer.
What's wrong? Then Jimmy and Nath asked the question nobody really wants to know the answer to.
How do you eat your Vegemite? Deb from Dover. Deb, are you a veg eater?
Yes.
How do you have it?
A teaspoonful in a cup of hot water, mix it up, and then have my bread and butter and dip in and eat it.
Wow. I've never heard of that one. So to be fair, I hadn't heard of the ulcer.
No, of course, we're learning so much. Deb, how often are you doing the old Vegemite soup?
A couple of times a week.
Deb, who came up with it? Did you invent the Vegemite or did someone else tell you about that?
No, I've been having it since I was little.
Good on you, Deb.
I love that. I've never heard of that.
This is cool.
I'm going to try that as well.
We've got some veg work to do.
We do.
We've got to put it in our mouth. We've got to put it in our soup. Producer Grace, where do you want it? Where are you going to put the veg?
I'm just going to have it on toast.
Is there a correct way to eat veg?
I think there is.
You reckon?
Fresh bread.
What's
sorry,
big sorry for
you. What's going on?
I didn't realise my mic was on there.
We're crappy, breaky show producers, bored as bored can be. After that, Jimmy and Nate spoke with an Australian icon.
There's a woman who's gone viral in New South Wales after Freedom Day. Her name is Lynn. She's a grandmother and she went viral in an interview when she said this.
It's like being in the castle when they said, tell him he's dreaming, and now it's Freedom Day. And that's the way it goes. It's like Mel Gibson in Braveheart, you know, like it's all about Australia and Freedom Day. Yay!
That may be funny, but it's upset me because people are referring to her as Nanny Lynn. There is only one Nanny Lynn. It's our Nanny Lynn, and she joins us now.
Good morning.
How are you, true Nanny Lynn?
Good, Charlotte. How are you?
Oh, we're better now.
Linny, I'm a little upset. It was my birthday yesterday, and I didn't get a message from you.
Oh, Charlotte, I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
Hey, so that's your fault. You should have told me.
How have I got in trouble for this?
Then they played a little game of Guess the Movie Quote.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to give you the quote. You just got to tell me what movie it's from, okay, Nanny?
Okay.
Okay, here's the first one.
I'm the king of the world!
Is it Titanic, Jurassic Park, Men in Black?
Men in Black.
Men in Black.
You ever seen Titanic, Nanny?
Yes, I have. I thought of Titanic first of all.
But yeah, you're locking in Men in Black.
But what are you going to lock in though, Nanny?
I'll still go with Men in Black.
Titanic is spot on, Nanny. Well done. One from one. Okay, see? I told you.
I think there's a bit of bias here because it's your grandma.
There is no bias at all. One from one, Nanny.
She said Men in Black.
No, she didn't. You said Titanic, didn't you, Nan?
Yeah, I said Titanic.
I knew you did. All right, here's the second quote. What movie is this from?
There's no place like home.
Wizard of Oz.
Oh, no options.
Didn't even need the option.
Two from two, Nanny
well,
Lynn.
No, technically she didn't get the first
two
one.
Two from two. All right, let's go for a clean sweep. Here is the third quote, Nanny. Are you ready?
Yep.
I'll have what she's having.
Harry met Sally.
When Harry met Sally, is that what you're locking in?
Yep.
Three from three, Nanny Lynn. Well done.
I mean, technically it was two.
Shut up, Jimmy. Shut up.
I always let Nanny Lynn win no matter what.
Yes, we do. And she deserves to win. Yeah, nailed it. Three from three.
Yeah, I mean, you dodged that up a little bit.
I don't know what you're talking about, mate.
And I know you've handed me a sheet of paper and it says, Jimmy, let Nanny win core of the week. And as much as I'd love to see her in a pair of Jimmy and A smug lads, she can't win, mate. She's a family.
No,
sorry.
Of course. T's and C's.
Can't
do that.
T's and C's, mate. T's and C's. So there can be one winner. And I absolutely love this bloke. Please welcome our caller of the week. It's Ben from Claremont.
Oh, Benny, mate. You were sensational. How do you feel?
Oh, I feel fantastic. Yeah. Good luck to anyone breaking that record.
Ben, that's the thing. It can't be broken. You're the first person to never get anything right. But the thing that's I loved correct. About you, I said we'll shout your beer if we ever see you out. Nate's a bit stingy. He wants you to shout it.
We gave him $50. And we're also about to give him $100 to spend at Seagrass. So, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no. Jeez, he keeps winning. Yeah. Benny, it was just your attitude, mate. You were so positive and you're happy-go-lucky. We loved it. And I believe, Benny, your daughter's a big fan of the show as well.
Oh, absolutely love it, mate. Every time we drive past the studio, they always say, "Oh, Jimmy and Nate."
I love what are their names, Ben?
Madison and Holly.
Madison and Holly? It's Jimmy and Nate here. We're big fans of you.
Yeah, and your dad's a good man.
He's a good man.
Your old man's a good man. Benny, as I said, mate, I'm going to hook you up with $100 to spend at Seagrass, now doing breakfast, lunch and dinner. Seagrass Long Point down at Sandy Bay. How's that sound?
Oh, mate, that sounds fantastic.
Mate, you can take the girls out there. And also, I mean, the pièce de résistance is I'm going to give you some exclusive custom-made limited edition Jimmy Nath Budgie Smugglers. How does that sound, Benny?
Mate, perfect. I'll tell you what, I'll send you in a photo. How's that?
Oh, mate, you just keep getting better and better.
Anyway, the only thing that could beat that is if Nanny Lynn sent me a photo of her and some...
No, you don't. No. Poppy will be mad at you. Be shaking his fist at the home, mate.
That's my, remember?
That's my woman. Be careful. Benny, Mark and Ren have a bit of fun, obviously. Yeah. Nanny doesn't send those photos.
No. A true story. It was Christmas time, Nathan. You were dancing with your...
Yeah, with my dear Nanny Lynn. And
Poppy has stage 5 Alzheimer's.
Yeah, and Poppy...
Forgot who you were.
Forgot who I was for a minute. Ben, we were dancing at his house on Christmas Day after a few wines. Poppy came up. We were dancing to Andre Rieu. Poppy tapped me on the shoulder and said, "Excuse me, mister, that's my woman." And then Nan turned around and said, "John, that's your grandson." And he goes, "Oh, okay." Went back and sat down again.
He's a good man.
We love you, Poppy. We love you, Benny. Benny, the final thing we need you to do, because you are part of an exclusive club, you are a caller of the week, is, mate, we need you to moo for us. Do you reckon you can give us your biggest, loudest, longest moo?
I reckon I'll throw one down for you.
And it's all yours, Benny. Take us out, bud.
Moo!
Jimmy and Nate. Hobart's Hit 100.9.
Alpha Bucks Millionaire!
Alpha Bucks.
$1 million guaranteed. Yes, a listener will win that. And you know what, Hobart? If you want that to be you, listen into the radios right now. Sign up for free to the listener app. Fill out the competition entry form. You play for $1,000 with us. If you win that, we send you a $1 million day with Carrie and Tommy, where somebody will take home $1 million. And this morning, that person, well, it could be Jordan from Bridgewater. Hello, Jordan. How are you?
Good. How are you?
We're going all right, Jordan. $1 million. Given any thought to what you'd spend that on?
Absolutely. There's a lot.
Yeah, you got.
Give us one, Jordan.
Well, my pet parrot needs a boyfriend, so she needs a little soulmate.
Oh.
Oh.
What kind of bird is it?
She's a Hans Macaw.
I don't know
you,
what that is.
You asked the question. Yeah, no, she said parrot. I would have thought your knowledge would have stopped there.
Budgie, cockatiel. It's probably about my.
No.
Is it a big? That sounds like a big bird. Is it big?
She's quite large, I guess, for a bird. She's not as small as a budgie.
Yeah. Right, compared to a budgie, how big is it?
Probably twice the size of that.
Yeah, wow. That's a big bird.
Do you think she needs a boyfriend? Is she a bit lonely? Does she talk to you, Jordan?
She's super lonely. She carries on a fair bit.
How much does one of those set you back?
Probably like $1,500.
Oh, Jesus, for a bird.
Sounds like a tropical good bird.
Well, if you want $1 million, Jordan, you could open your own aviary.
Avery.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a dream. I'd love that.
Oh, really? You would love to open an aviary?
Absolutely.
Well, shoot for the stars, mate. Yeah. Don't worry about a million boyfriend.
You can open an aviary.
Absolutely, you could. All right, Jaws, let's see if we can get you close to that aviary. This morning.
Didn't think we'd say aviary this many times on the show this morning. But,
this morning,
that's
you're
the Jimmy Day show.
Anything can happen.
Anything can happen.
Motto of the show, mate. The fun guys. This morning, your letter is R. It's R for Roger. Your 30-second starts the end of the first topic I give you. You can pass. We can come back to that topic if there is time at the end of the 30 seconds. Jordan, are you ready?
Yep.
All right, Jordan, your first question, beginning with R. Name a fictional character.
Pass.
A reality TV show.
Pass.
Something with a horn.
Rhino.
An Australian actress.
Pass.
A type of pasta.
Pass.
Five-letter word.
Pass.
Romantic gift.
Roses.
A musical.
Pass.
A Hobart suburb.
Rosetta.
A colour.
Red.
A fictional character.
Fast.
Nah, look, it was hard, Jordan. I'm not gonna lie.
R's a little bit hard.
R is hard.
Hard.
That's the pirates say.
We did say that behind the scenes, but again, at this point, I'd like Hobart and Tasmania to know that Jimmy and Nath do not write or come up with the questions for Alpha Bucks.
Mm-hmm. Spoken written by Jimmy and Nath.
Because Jordan, we'd just give you the money if we could. Do you want to know the answers, or do we just don't worry about it, give you $50 and we get on with our morning?
Yeah, we might as well do that.
But it's $50 next to my state bank, the human way to bank.
Well done, Jordan. Congratulations. All the best to you and your parrot, okay?
Oh, thanks so much. King of the sand, castles built down at Kingston. In the sand at Kingston, they've got to be sturdy.
But also look good. Ooh. Three pretty much all expenses paid trips to King Island. 18 contestants battling it out on the Sandcastle Building Arena. This is all happening Tuesday morning live on the show from Kingston Beach. We have an independent panel of judges, Jim, who will be judging the three best sandcastles. Each one of those people will win trips for two to King Island.
Huge.
The game is called First to King. This is the final time we'll be playing it. Jim, you've got a deck of cards there. You are the master of the cards, and you've been doing a phenomenal job at it.
Thanks, mate.
Of course, also been playing with Eggs Benny after us as well. So you've had a big job. It's a lot of pressure on your shoulders.
You did play once, though.
I did do it once, but I'll be honest, didn't do a great job.
Nah.
Didn't do a great job.
I'm a card shark.
Yeah, you are a card shark. That's why you've been banned from most casinos.
Me and Wild Sheep.
You and your syndicate over there.
Oh.
All right, let's meet the final contestants, shall we? Ali from Lindisfarne. Ali, how are you?
Oh, good morning. How are you going?
Good morning, Ali.
You're up and about, Ali, for a Friday morning?
Yes, I was actually on the way to work, so I've pulled over at the side of the road so I can have a chat with you.
Oh, good on you, Ali.
What do you do for work, Ali?
An educator.
An educator.
My exam is 3 to 5 year olds, so sandcastles should be a bit of fun.
Okay, right. So have you built many sandcastles in your life, Ali?
Oh, I've done a few, yep.
Oh, this is good. All right, Ali, you're contestant number one. Contestant number two from Sanford. Oh, the name works perfectly. Hello, Sam. How are you?
Hi, good, thank you.
Sam, are you pretty good at building sandcastles?
Oh, I would say I'm pretty good.
This is good. You're
up and about as well. You enjoying your Friday morning, Sam?
I have a screaming baby in the back that I'm hoping won't yell while we're on the phone. But apart from that, I'm enjoying this beautiful rainy day.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's hope it's not raining on our sandcastle building day, which is next Tuesday.
It was supposed to be this morning, but we haven't changed.
So, Sam, you ever been to King Island before?
No, I've never been to King Island. I've got a friend moving there, so I'd really like to go and visit her.
Perfect. All right, you're contestant number two. Contestant number three from Humeville. Hello, Em.
Hey.
Hey. Okay. Hey, Em. What's going on?
Just doing the school run, actually.
Doing the school. You're up and about, too. You got a bit of a vibe about you.
Yep.
Love this. Ali, Sam,
going
Emma.
Going out tonight, Em?
I wish.
Yeah, fair enough. Can't win them all, can you?
No.
Cannot win them all.
Busy. You've got life.
Well, if you won a trip to King Island, Em, take a little bit of a break. What do you reckon?
Yeah, I'd spend the whole time relaxing and sightseeing.
Absolutely. Well, that's perfect. Perfect for King Island. All right, Jim, they're your three contestants. Over to you, Master of the Cards.
For the final time. For
the final time.
Someone is going in the running to build a sandcastle.
Mm-hmm.
And potentially win a trip to King Island.
Yeah. A few more steps.
First card is for Ali, Linda's farm. It's an ace.
Sorry,
never mind.
That's of right, Ali. We'll come back to you.
Oh, ace of hearts.
Oh, ace of hearts.
Sorry, let me be dramatic.
Sorry, hang on, let me go back. Ali. Ali, you there?
Yep.
It was an ace of hearts.
No worries. Thank you.
Stay there.
We've got Sam from Sanford. More like Sam Castle.
Oh,
I like that.
Thank you. Thought of that myself.
Don't butter him up, Sam. It doesn't help. It's a chance.
Oh, it's a king.
No.
That's not. No.
Don't do that to Sam. Poor Sam.
Sorry, Sam. No, it's a ten of spades.
Spades, though.
Ooh, spades.
Used for building sandcastles.
Sandcastles.
Emma from Hugh and Sand.
No, that doesn't even make sense.
I'll tell the jokes. This is my part of the segment.
It is. I have to leave you to your phone devices.
Four of hearts. Ali from Lindisfarne. Another ace.
Come on, king of clubs. Oh.
No, sorry.
Clubs, though. Ace of clubs. So you were right with the suit.
No king, though.
Sam Castles. It's a joker.
Yep.
Oh,
we didn't take him out because it would be unfair because other contestants had them
unfair
in,
to everybody, yeah.
Emma. Nine of spades.
Oh.
Ali. Queen of diamonds. Samford. Three of diamonds. Emma Hewenville. Three of hearts. Ali, seven of spades. Sam, eight of diamonds. Emma, jack of diamonds. Ali, eight of clubs. Sam, queen of clubs. Emma, ten of diamonds.
Jeez, we're getting through them, aren't we?
Four of clubs. Sam, jack of clubs. Emma, six of hearts. Ali, four of spades. Sam, five of diamonds.
Okay, has somebody taken the kings out? Has somebody taken the kings out?
Benny stitched us up.
what are we up to?
We're at Emma. Queen of spades. Ali, two of hearts. Sam, ace of diamonds. Emma, seven of clubs.
What is going on?
It was Emma, seven of clubs. Ali, eight of hearts. Sam, seven of diamonds. Emma, seven of hearts. Ali, nine of hearts. Sam, five of clubs.
This is the longest
Emma,
ever.
Nine of clubs. Ali, two of spades. Sam, nine of diamonds. Emma, joker. Ali, ten of hearts. Sam, eight of spades.
Come on!
Emma, jack of spades. Ali, jack of hearts. Sam, ace of spades. Emma, queen of hearts. Ali,
what's
five
going
of
on?
Spades.
Is this a joke?
It's a pretty funny joke.
It's a funny joke for
no,
you.
No, it's not a joke, Sam. I shuffle the cards. What the deck gives, the deck gives.
And also, we don't want to have to do this for 6.5 minutes, but it's the T's and C's.
I can tell you, currently, I'm about to turn over... Well, actually, I've already turned over your card, Sam. But with your card... 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. There's only 11 cards left in the deck.
11 cards.
Oh my God.
Okay, of those 11 cards, Jim, how many kings are left in those 11 cards, not including the one that you've turned over?
Three kings.
I won.
You've got a king of hearts.
Well done, Sam. You got yourself a king.
Wow, that was so many.
That was huge.
God.
Sorry to Ali and Emma.
You know, they've just stuck around for nothing.
Want more Jimmy and Nate?
Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.